Hello ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to British Airways Flight 69 to London. If you're going to London, you're in the right place. If you're not going to London, you're about to have a really long evening. I'd like to tell you now about some important safety features of this aircraft. The most important safety feature we have on board this plane is the flight attendants. Please look at one now. There are five exits aboard this plane. Two at the front, two over the wings, and one out the plane's rear end. Always my favorite, if you ask me. If you're seated in one of the exit rows, please do not store your bags by your feet. Please take a moment now to make sure that your seat belts are fastened low and tight around your waist. To fasten the belt, insert the metal tab into the buckle. And please let my colleagues or I know how we may serve you.
Yes, madam. How may I help you? Would you need an extra blanket or something to drink? Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you like my voice, but no, I've actually never been publicly complimented for it. Always a challenge being heard with roaring engines on both sides of us, right? Would you like some water, or maybe something stronger? Oh, my voice again. No, I've never done any radio or public speaking before, apart from the good old in-flight radio transmitter. That's about it. Okay, so here's your glass of Chardonnay. Would you like any snacks with this? Sorry, what did you just say? My voice sounds intimately familiar. Well, I don't know what to say other than ask if we've met before, but I would have remembered you, to be honest. I have a knack for remembering striking passengers. Do you need anything else with this? No. Well, don't hesitate to ring the bell again if you do. It's my job to make sure you enjoy your journey tonight. Yes, madam, how may I help you? Sorry. What? I'm not sure I understand here what you mean. Why do you want me to read out loud a sentence written on your phone? What does it say? Let me see. You're such a needy little Hey, what is this? I'm sorry, but I think you're mistaken here. I'm not sure who you think I am, but by the way, can you please fasten your seatbelts? The pilot switched the sign back on again because of the turbulences. Thank you. Am I called Peter? Yeah, and? Well, I'm not sure that proves anything really. Look, I have a name tag here. Am I familiar with Reddit? Sure, I might have heard of it. Listen, I don't even know what GWA stands for. Is it an airline? And to be honest, this conversation is making me slightly uncomfortable. I'm not sure I'm liking the way it's turning. What do you want to show me again on your phone? I'm sorry. I don't want to be dismissive here, but I also have other passengers I need to cater to. And I'm not quite sure what point you're trying to make. Okay. So, if you show me your phone one last time, you promise we no longer talk about my voice. Do we have an understanding, my dear lady? Why are you showing me this Reddit profile? Who's this Sir Peter your pleaser anyways? What type of ridiculous name is that? What? Are you insinuating that I'm that Peter? How do you know him anyways? He filled your what? Your script. What do you mean, script? Oh my. Well, which one of these works of art do you believe he filled? Oh my god. You're the writer. What a small world. I'm absolutely in love with your scripts. I mean, you know that anyways. I just can't believe you're on my plane. Let me fix you a glass of champagne from the first class cabin. That's the least I can do for you. Would anything else make you happy? This is insane. Now here's a glass for you. You just cannot imagine how thankful I am for everything you do on GWA. I would sound awfully boring if it wasn't for your words. And I take just so much pleasure from the smutty storylines you put together. It's a real treat. Are you writing at the moment, by the way? Anything you can share? Oh. Of all places. Oh yeah, I know my way around a plane. Let me know if you need any help on that one. Sure, just ring the bell, and I can read out a few lines you write to test how it sounds. Just let me get back to you a little bit later. I need to prepare dinner for the passengers. Hey. So, do you have anything you need me to test out? Sure. Let me have a look. I'm gonna have to whisper a bit more here. I think... Hold on, let me try this. I think you should look in the mirror. Fucking look at yourself now. Do you like what you see, huh? Made to be my cock sleeve. Mascara streaked. Lipstick smeared across your face. Marked with handprints. Are you proud of yourself? Of who you've become? Fuck. Now that's super hot. Alright, let me try this one. Oh, you poor thing. You have no idea what awful, terrible things I thought about doing to you. The things I've done to you in my head, princess. Oh, things your sweet, innocent little mind could have never imagined. Seriously, so damn talented. And hot. Yeah, I wasn't talking about the words there. Are you telling me you don't realize how easy on the eyes you are? Darling, you're hotter than in my wildest imagination. And trust me, it gets pretty wild up there. So, what else you got? No, I was talking quotes. Two more, sure. Fuck. Look at this little pussy. I knew you weren't the kind of girl to wear panties. No, no, no. Stay bent over the counter and reach around with your hands and just pull your ass cheeks apart for me. Well, that one is a keeper. What do you think? I think it turned out okay. Alright, let me try the last one. You're not screaming my name yet. But that's a start. That's a more subtle way to let them know. A few moans that are loud enough to go through the walls. It's all it takes. when they'll know you're someone's property. Scream my name in ecstasy, and they'll know it's me. Oh, fuck. Wow. Now we're talking. I would love to record all those lines. Seriously. Just so dirty. Okay. Let me get back to my service. I'll ask my colleagues to help.
Hello, madam. My colleague Peter mentioned you should be receiving a duty-free perfume to apologize for your broken screen. No, we totally insist, please. I'm Anissa Cooper on Reddit, by the way. I'm so happy to finally put a face to a name. Yeah, I actually work with Peter. I know, you never saw that coming, did you? Small fucking world. I can't remember if it was me or another colleague that pushed him to post on GWA for the first time, actually. Anyway, this isn't about us, and more about pampering our favorite smut writer today. I hope you'll also adapt those amazing M for F scripts into F for M, or even better, into F for F one day. But no pressure. And thanks for doing all the little things like commenting on our script fills. By the way, I can't believe you figured out his voice over the inboard comms of all things.
Hey, Anissa. Thanks. I got this now. Yeah. Row 22. A and B. I'm back. Hope Anissa took good care of you. Oh no, that's the least we can do, really. Any other lines you need me to try out? No worries. I'll be around if you need me. The pilot wanted to say hello, by the way.
Hey, I'm the pilot. Peter told me all about you. My voice might be familiar. I'm also another VA in my free time. I just wanted to show my appreciation for everything you do on GWA. I just dig your scripts so, so much. Oh, you're writing a new script? Taking place on a plane? Shut up, no way. I hope there's a hot scene taking place there. My favorite area is my cabin. I mean, what good is the ride without a view, hmm? You should ask for a visit. You might enjoy it with us. Gotta go. Anyways, lovely meeting you finally.
Hey. How can I help, sweetheart? If I'm part of the Mile High Club, well, that's a rather direct question. What do you think we do during those long-haul flights? I mean, it would be rather disappointing not to make use of the location if you were in my profession. Don't you think so? Where do we do it? You want to know that for your script, right? Okay, so we have the lavatory option, but it's usually pretty nasty if you don't plan ahead. What sometimes happens, if we're really horny, we'll just put a sign on one of them saying that it's out of order. And we use it to fuck once everyone is asleep. Yeah, it's definitely super small, and the walls are extremely thin. Which adds to the fun, right? It's pretty inconvenient, agreed. My favorite location is the pilot's cabin. You get a 100-degree window view, too, if you're into exhibitionism. Well, yes. I'm not even sure birds would get to watch, to be honest. But the pilots don't mind peeping, if you're into that stuff. And they can thank the autopilot for that. The pilot? Yeah. Crazy, right? What are the odds? What? You don't mind? I see how it is. I was never really sure whether you were just one of those innocent women who lived her fantasies vicariously through her smut writings. Just getting off from hearing men moan to your own words. Oh, don't look at me with those big doe eyes. Tell me what you want, you naughty little thing. Don't you dare stir the pot with me. I want to actually hear it. You've been hiding far too long behind those written words. Speak up your mind now. Really? You want me to take you in the cabin? Or did you actually mean to the cabin? You know what? I think your filthy little emotions are slowly creeping up on you. And that Freudian slip is an indication of how needy you really are. You really want to be taken hard, don't you? Like those little cum sluts in those stories. You've been wishing you were one of those all along, weren't you? Do you reckon you have the courage to live by your words? Experience that depraved fucktoy feeling with me, with us. Now look at you. Your hands are shaking in excitement. You can barely hide that smile, can you? Finally longing to get fucked by someone whose voice guided your hands in the most intimate of places. But using your words, your fantasies. So comforting, right? Felt so safe. Well, look me in the eyes, darling. You do realize that once I take you there, you're no longer in the safety of your own mind. I may be at your mercy in your storylines, but in this one, you would be all mine and mine only. So I'm gonna let you have that one last lucid moment by yourself to really think this through. You can either go to sleep and wake up tomorrow morning in London, safe and sound, or you can join me in the pilot's cabin in 1 minute and knock on that door 3 distinctive times. You'll need to take your pantyhose and knickers off. There would be no reason for those in there. That's the only storyline in your control.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ended serving our evening meal and will now turn off the lights to allow you to sleep comfortably. Please fasten your seatbelt if you don't want to be disturbed during your sleep.
Hey boys, I told you she would walk the walk, begging to get fucked like the needy whore in her wildest stories. Oh, it's about time we fill something else than just her scripts.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin our descent, please make sure your seatbacks and tray tables are on their full upright position. Make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened and that all carry-on luggage is stowed underneath the seat in front of you. Thank you.
Madam, please wake up. We're landing. I have no idea, sorry, but you were asleep for a while. Are you okay? Fantastic fuck, by the way.
Flight attendants, prepare for landing, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been cleared to land at Heathrow Airport in London. We thank you again for flying British Airways, and hope you had an orgasmic experience.